MAN.
Happy 4th of July Eve. Welcome to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you, and it is a city commission edition of In Focus, which is usually happens to be always our best shows.
Absolutely.
When we have a city commission preview. We got city manager Ron Fear and Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse in the studio with us. Again, phone lines are open. 75-537-1350 is the number to call, and we do have a city commission meeting tonight starting at 7 o'clock in City Hall in Manhattan. Remind folks that you could also catch that on Cox Cable Channel 3. You could also just go to the city's website, cityofmhk.com/TV, if you want to check it out. Or maybe better yet, you can actually just physically go to the meeting and check it out. Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Linda.
It's air conditioned
good morning,
down
Brady.
There.
Yeah, most importantly, it is air conditioning. Well, looking at the agenda, pretty much a little leaner agenda.
Fairly light, yep.
Which is probably what you'd want before a holiday.
Holiday, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got to pay a few bills and take a little bit of action.
And Linda, I want to make sure if you wanted to go over the proclamation. Usually I have proclamations almost every meeting. And this one looks like Parks and Rec Month is something the city's going to recognize.
It is. And it's something we need to do, because our Parks and Recreation Department here do a wonderful job. And when you consider all of the moving parts that they have to deal with on a daily basis, and they're dedicated professionals, and it is just some of that kind of recognition really helps to call attention that they're doing a really good job. We are doing a really good job as the community, as the city. It's a good thing that our Parks and Rec are always pushing a little bit, you know. I want that trail to connect over there. Everybody has wants and needs, and the park department does a pretty good job of balancing all that out.
And when you really think about it, in any community, when it comes to most places where people in the community get together and meet and see each other a lot, it's usually in public places like a park or some sort of recreation spot, the pool. That's a pretty popular spot right now, I'm
yes,
sure, and all this summer.
The picnic shelters,
the yeah.
gathering spaces,
playgrounds,
all over the community. This is the high time for all of them, and I mean that's just logical. But it's good to call attention to it.
Just makes me think of one of my favorite TV shows, Parks and Rec,
ah.
which I thought totally captured in so many ways, just the togetherness of a community in some ways, and the intricacies of government to a degree.
I've got a slightly different opinion of that. It's a little exaggerated.
Do you? I don't know, Ron. Yeah. I don't know. I've been covering it for a little bit. It seems pretty spot on.
In an exaggerated way.
Yeah. I mean, you're Ron and Ron Swanson. You guys probably have little differences, but I don't know.
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you have a favorite character on the show?
No.
No?
Linda? I don't believe I've ever watched one.
Oh, Linda. Linda Park, get
behind.
On Netflix.
Oh, see, I just have my cable.
Okay. Well, somehow.
I'm back in the woods somewhere, right?
Somehow. Try
don't have Netflix.
Try and catch an episode of Parks and Rec. It's pretty legit.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a city commission meeting tonight, and Ron, just looking at the general agenda, just a couple items tonight.
It is, and they're related. This is the first one is to consider first reading of an ordinance that would rezone an area that's up in the Stonehaven area. That's up in the southwest part of the community, in the Miller Ranch, Lee Mill Heights border area there around of the water tower. This is an area that was partially rezoned a few months ago relative to a development proposal there for residential as well as some commercial property. There was the developer had some currently areas that are zoned I-5 that they wanted to rezone for commercial, and the commission elected not to proceed with the commercial rezoning, but did rezone some of the residential. And so the developer's coming back now and requesting a planned unit development for a portion of that property to establish some senior care and assisted living facilities on a portion of this site. So it would be a planned unit development known as the AmeriCare PUD. And Part of the proposal is to develop two large senior care buildings that would be, again, assisted living facility. One of them will be an assisted living facility that will have 30 units and contain a main dining area, family lounge, activity room, library, and wellness rooms. The second building will be a memory care facility and have 32 units in it. There are some other lots that will have planned development for what they're calling cottages. There would be four duplexes and four triplexes that would have covered and uncovered parking. So kind of a little campus area for retirement, similar to a couple of other developments in the community. And obviously, this is something that this company believes the community needs, and certainly has expanded in the years. And so we're looking at this rezoning. The staff and planning board have are recommending approval on this particular aspect. There was a small non-conforming I-5 lot that was created on the LAC to rezone and when this happened. And so it is included in this PUD so that it will make it conforming. Just a little clarification, they're not developing that tract yet, but the way the things got apportioned out during the rezoning, by doing the residential and not doing the commercial, it left this remnant tract, which made it for an I-5 district to be a non-conform, not a big enough lot. And so they're including that lot in this PUD proposal to make it conforming.
Something that you might as well take care of now.
Keeping it for I-5 type uses, right.
Because that would be probably something to have to address later anyway.
They will, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep. So should be, I don't recall any of the discussion. The developer had transmitted that when communicated that they had planned to build this retirement facility as part of that, and there really wasn't any opposition to that particular part of their proposal. So they've had neighborhood input already, and again, should be pretty straightforward.
Brady Bowman here with City Manager Ron Fear. You just heard speaking. We also got Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse in studio with us. Do want to remind folks that phone lines are open. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And let's see, do we go on the next one?
Brady, I'd just like to comment.
Sure.
I think, we have several large retirement, nursing care, memory care, independent living. And they're almost always full, so that when your senior family member needs to transition to one of those downsize, a place where they have some assistance, it's really hard to find someplace here. And as our population ages with the baby boomers, I guess, we're going to need more of those care centers. And so I'm encouraged that our market, obviously, a company's interested in building here, would find our community desirable. And I think this would be a perfect setting in the hills there. And there was a public hearing, and there were several people attended. Six, I think, and there weren't any major concerns that, and the planning board supported it unanimously. So it seems like something that is a really good fit and something that's needed in our community. It's kind of like childcare. How could we ever turn that away?
And Ron, is there any sort of timetable on when this company would like to get something built and opened up here? We're talking zoning.
Right.
This is really early in the process. But
I think they're interested in getting started fairly soon. I believe they've submitted some drawings and other aspects to our staff for review. And so I think it would happen fairly quickly. I don't know the exact details on that, but it's not something that they're planning, to wait a year or two on. I think they're planning, once the zoning's done, that they plan to move forward fairly quickly. The second item is related to this one, and it was This one is a very small 0.37 acre tract of land in the Stonehaven addition. Again, there was a situation where the developer was proposing some residential property that butted up against some existing residential, and then also some of the current industrial zoning, the I-5 district. And essentially, when the commission approved the residential rezoning but not the commercial rezoning, it left another remnant tract. And this is a rectangular-shaped property that's only about 40 feet deep. And it borders along an edge of the property of the residential, and they're wanting to rezone that property to make it conform to the existing industrial I-5 district. So it's just really creating a situation where right now the underlying zoning on that particular one is R, and they'd like it to be part of the I-5 adjacent property and make that tract a little bit larger. So again, just a remnant strip from that rezoning component, and wanting to keep it, put it with the industrial land versus the residential land.
Very good. Let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, maybe look at the consent agenda a little bit, check out some interesting items there. And a little bit later, we'll also talk about how the budget process is going for the city. All that and more on the other side here on InFocus on News Radio KMAN.